So in a nutshell, what we were faced with is a decision being provided with the information by the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service that there was going to be heightened criminal activity with the use of, expected use of, high-powered caliber, high-velocity assault weapons in reprisal attacks between gangs. As we now all know, in these types of incidents, very often, too often for us as a government, innocent people would be affected.